Тъй, че имаме директна телефонна линия с самия легендарен Rock'n'Roll тук по нашето радио. Hey, Rock'n'Roll, hello, good evening, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, hello.
Hey, it's good to have your band back on the track and this forthcoming album of yours. Well, please tell us, what have you been doing for the last 7 years since your last release, besides probably playing live?
Well, we finished the last tour for Rogues and Vogue. We started immediately doing the project called Toxic Taste together with two guys in the band, which is Matthias and PJ, who's playing guitar for me. And we did it, and 2006, I figured out, you know, I really had to stop running wild for a while. You know, I have to take a break because it doesn't feel right when I was writing the songs for Rogues and Vogue, because everything gets so hard for me. It was so hard to write the songs and get the ideas together and everything. And when I was writing for Toxic Taste, everything was so easy and everything was so smooth and so fresh, you know. And I think it was around 2009 that the guys from Wacken came over to me and they said, okay, let's do a show just to, you know, to set an end to Running Wild in an official way, you know, because it's 30 years Running Wild and 20 years Wacken, which would be a great, you know, kind of event to do that. And we did it. And after, when I finished the show and everything was okay, some record companies came over to me and they said, okay, the first 9 records, which belong to Modern Music and then to Sanctuary, are no more available on the market, you know, because the new right owner, which is Universal England, didn't put them out again. And so they spoke with me about, you know, re-record some of the stuff, you know, from the first 9 records. And when we figured out we wanted to do two packages, each 20 songs, and we needed some bonus tracks, I started, you know, just to write on the bonus tracks. And I figured out that the bonus tracks were so strong, I couldn't waste them as bonus tracks, you know. They were full album titles.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw it was about, you know, we talked about four tracks are half an album. So you can write another half and you have a full album. That's why I made Shadowmaker. And when I was writing for the songs, and was writing for the material, I figured out that immediately when I started, it was the same freshness and it was the same kind of easiness when I was writing for this new Running Wild album that it was writing with Toxic Taste, you know. So
mm-hmm.
The spirit was back, you know, the passion was back. And that was the reason why I decided to do a new record.
Защо всъщност? Какво правихте? Защо те нямаше толкова време? Последният албум на Running Wild излезе ужасно отдавна. Rock'n'Roll каза, много надълго разказа историята, когато започнах да правя проекта Toxic Taste с 2 души. Тогава ги беше някакси много лесно и в един момент осъзнах, че по някакъв начин губя скорост с Running Wild и реших, че не е правилно да продължавам с тази група в момент, в който това вече не ми е първа радост за мен, след което миналата година звукозаписната ни компания се свързаха от Wacken Open Air и казаха, хайде да свирите, защото се отбелязват 30 години от създаването на Running Wild и в същото време 20 години от Wacken Open Air, и в крайна сметка направихме го наистина. А пък сега през тази година или по-скоро през миналата, хората от звукозаписната компания казаха, хайде, дайте да направим, да издадем нещо като компилация с радните неща. Дадохме си сметка, че всъщност правата, които се държат от Modern Music, на практика няма как да бъдат преиздадени всичките ни стари албуми, защото от Universal Anglia, защото всъщност всичко вече е изчерпано, а те нямат никакво намерение да ги пускат отново на пазара. И така всъщност започнах да правя бонус парчета, които обаче се оказаха толкова добри, че реших, че не мога да ги изгубя като просто бонус парчета, и така започнах да пиша нов албум, тази идея, с идеята за нов албум. Оказа се обаче, че отново съм преоткрил по този начин цялото удоволствие и цялата свежест, и затова Running Wild отново сме заедно. You said that you started with writing bonus tracks. Could you please tell us what of the songs of the current albums were basically the first one that you actually wrote?
The first one I wrote a little bit time ago, the original idea, that was our Sail and Fire. I had this song about 3 years or something like that. But I think the really first song I was starting out with was Piece of the Action, and I wrote the song in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes?
Yeah, 10 minutes, yeah.
Okay.
You know, just the arrangement, it took me some hours just to record everything for the demo and everything just to keep it for myself, but it took me 10 minutes to get the song together, you know.
That's great. Попитах го, добре, де всъщност сподели с нас, че първоначално идеята е стартирала с това, че ти на практика тръгваш да правиш демо парчета, т.е. не демо парчета, извинявам се, бонус парчета, което е прераснало в цял албум. Кажи ни, моля те, всъщност, коя е първата песен, която написа? Рок-н-рол каза ми, първата песен, която всъщност бях написал, беше доста по-отдавна, преди около 3 години. Това е тази първата, Piece of the Action. Но всъщност, действително, първата песен от този албум се казва Sailing Fire. И мога да ви кажа, че тя беше направена за 10 минути, се роди в главата ми, след което, разбира се, имаше малко повече работа по аранжиментите, около час и така нататък, но в крайна сметка песента стара наистина адски бързо. I won't ask you about this technical process of creating the album, because it's been said enough, but please tell us, you have never played to Bulgaria, definitely a very important and famous heavy metal territory where you guys and you personally have a very strong follow-up. How come?
Well, you know, throughout the last years, it was always a problem that Running Wild was not a real band. You know, it's a solo project with hired musicians, with hired guns, and, you know, and we had some time schedule problems. If you don't have a real band which can say, okay, in 2 months we can do some shows, a tour or something like that, it takes you half a year just to get the band together, you know, to get the stuff together. And it was always a problem to do the album, do a German tour, you know, and then you have to immediately get back to the studio to write the songs for the next album.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a little bit of a problem for me, you know, and throughout the last years, it's getting more heavy and heavy just to go to that kind of stuff. And we played some festivals, you know, what we could do. We played some in Italy, we played some in Spain, and we played in Sweden and stuff like that. So, but, you know, there was a bit of a problem, and because Money Wild is a solo project and not a full band with four members who are always, you know, in the gear together, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Въпросът беше такъв. Добре де, всъщност през всичките тези години вие така и не сте свирили до сега нито веднъж в България, при положение, че това е една доста популярна вече хеви метал територия. Как така? Рок-н-ролф отговори, там е работата, че всъщност в последните години Running Wild не беше пълнокръвна група, беше общо взето солов проект с наети музиканти, и какво искате, това не става никак лесно, защото когато си група, след само месец или два, след като получиш предложение и покара, можеш да осъществиш въпросния проект, концертен, но когато си в ситуацията, в която беше Running Wild, в такъв случай трябва поне 7 месеца, за да се събере група и да се направи един концерт. Е, разбира се, свирили сме на някои фестивали, но това е друга работа. So, can we be optimistic that the day that you will see the first ever Running Wild show in Bulgaria is closer than ever before?
It's hard to say now, because like you mentioned before yourself, that will be no show in 2012 because of the schedule. It's not impossible, because, you know, I'm doing the promotion and stuff like that. It goes up to the summer, the whole promotion stuff, and then we had to finish another project. I started out with my guitar player together, PJ. It's called Giant X, which we, you know, just left off in nearly about half of the project, because I did the new Running Wild record.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to finish that one, and it will take us to the winter, something like that. So the first opportunity to think about playing live, and we won't play a tour, that's for sure. I don't want to do that anymore, and we just want to do some event stuff, or, you know, doing some festivals. But, you know, I didn't make up my mind so far what I will do and when I will do it, you know, but not this year.
Добре, де, това означава ли обаче, че моментът, в който Running Wild ще свирите за първи път в България, е по-близо до вас от всякога? Rocket Rolf каза, много трудно е да се каже, защото, както споменахте вие, тук той цитира нещо, което си говорихме преди да го включа пряко по радиото, няма да има концерти през 2012, защото сега, като свършим с рекламата по повод този нов студиер албум на Running Wild, трябва да се върна към един проект, който правя с моят китарист PJ, Giant X, се казва той, който всъщност сме стигнали до средата и трябваше да прекратим работата по него, защото трябваше да направим тези неща с Running Wild. Така че това ще ни отнеме някъде време до към зимата на 2013, след което аз не искам да правя повече турнета, защото просто рискам. Ще направим някои концерти, но е трудно да се каже от сега под каква форма. Вероятно ще свирим на някои фестивали, но ще търсим някакви по-специални неща. Alright, so please tell me, after all these years and being so famous within the German heavy metal scene, which is obviously pretty burgeoning of very classical, real heavy metal bands, for which of the other guys of other bands you can say and name them being your best friends?
Yeah, you know each other for sure, because you know you played the same festivals and stuff like that, so you know them. You had sometimes the same record company, that for sure. And you know, I was always in contact with Sinna, and you know, because we did the first ever tour together, and so from time to time you meet these guys for sure.
Mm-hmm. So Sinna are the best friends that you have.
Oh no, my real friends I really have absolutely nothing to do with music, mm-hmm. You know, concerning my private friends, you know. But okay. You know, in the music scene, for sure, you know, PJ is a good friend of mine because he's playing in the band, but I knew him before he joined the band. So, mm-hmm. You know, I know him from Hanover. He's a musician. He's all around in the scene, stuff like that. So,
but did you mention the band Sinna, or I didn't hear you?
Yes, and you know, we did the first tour together. Mm-hmm. From time to time, you meet at festivals and stuff like that. And you know, Matt Sinna, he played together with Prime of Fear when they supported us. You know, mm-hmm. So from time to time, you meet.
All right. So last question is: you mentioned the fact that you don't feel like touring anymore. Why?
Yeah. Oh, that's the problem ever was that. I was really kind of this kind of I don't know, it's a kind of circle you're in, you know. You're just you're writing the songs, you know, doing the record, you're preparing for the tour, which I, you know, declared before, it takes a long time to do that for Running Wild. And then you go on tour, and immediately when you come in from tour, you start again with writing for the next record. And I wanted to have a break, you know, just to keep that for me, to refresh my battery.
Връзката очевидно прекъсна. Сега ще се опитаме... извинявам се. Rock'n'Roll в гербария ще се опитаме да я възстановим. Това, което той каза накрая на въпросите, които му зададох, е защо всъщност си се отказал и твърдиш, че нямаш желание да правиш турнета. Rock'n'Roll каза, защото в един момент влизаш в този цикъл, издаваш албум, тръгваш на турне, след което трябва да се върнеш към това да записваш нов албум, след което ново турне и така нататък. А пък животът има и други интересни неща. И рече да преди факта, че той е толкова популярна фигура в германския хеви метал, кои са най-близките му приятели. Той каза, ако говорим за приятели, най-близкият от тях е китаристът ми Джей Пис, когато се познавам още от преди да влезе в групата от град Хановер. Пък и рече, голяма част от моите приятели изобщо не се занимават с музика. А пък ако говорим за групи, музиканти и така нататък, Sinna са близки до нас по простата причина, че те откриваха първото ни турне преди години. А и басистът Мат Sinna е човек, който свири също така и в Primal Fear, които също са откривали за нас. Сега ще се опитаме да се свържем отново с Rock'n'Roll. Това е песента, за която се говори, че ще бъде сниман видеоклип. Песен от новия албум на Running Wild, казва се Riding on the Tide.